off the wall music show. The off the wall music show. The off the wall music show. The off the wall music show.
We are back. That's right. We are back. Stevie and Mickey here on KSUF. Interrupting more KSUF stupid talk radio. Why don't they play music, Stevie?
Because it's stupid talk. That's why
we do it. But we do it. Because we are off the wall. I'm Stevie, and here's... Well, I'm Mickey. And
oh, you are?
Hey.
Okay.
Sex change.
Oh.
Okay, we're off the air. What are we going to do today, Stevie?
Well, we're going to play some bands today. Possibly, if I could just figure out your writing, Mickey. I'm having problems. Problems over here. The Stein Bros.
The Stein Brothers.
The Stein Brothers over here. Generation Landslide.
We have some Pollen Art. And a band from Berkeley called the Heebie Jeebies.
Ooh, gives me the heebie jeebies just hearing it.
And much, much more.
That's why we want a KSUFU today on Off the Wall.
KSUFU?
I don't know. Just came to mind. I don't know. What was I thinking?
Okay, the song.
Is
by a band called Pollen Art.
All right.
Based out of Ontario, California. If you would like a copy of this demo, I'll give you the address after the song.
Thank you.
What do you think, Mick?
It was a great song. I liked it a lot.
It was good, real mellow.
One thing I want to point out is Paul Nart can be reached at P.O. Box 827, Ontario, California, 91762. If you'd like a copy of this demo,
all
send $3 to that address. So, what are we going to do? We forgot to mention where we're coming from today.
Hey, always a different place, too.
Why don't you tell them?
Well, I'd like to tell you where we're coming from. We're coming from the secret 8th floor of the library pornography section. All of you that know it's there, you've been here before. And all of you that don't, I'm sure will be visiting very soon.
A very famous pornographic section. I read about it in the Daily Titan about 3 years ago.
Did you really?
Cal State Fullerton has one of the most extensive pornographic sections.
Well,
I'm
going
to look around for a while, so if I'm not here, that's why.
Are you going to browse?
I'm going to browse.
You may find my sister in there.
Let's go. Well,
let's go with it.
We're going to come right back after this PSA.
The Brothers of Phi Kappa Theta Fraternity, founded in 1889 at Brown University in Rhode Island and at Lehigh University in Pennsylvania, will be holding their 100th anniversary extravaganza and formal invitational ceremonies on April 29th at the Sequoia Athletic Health Club in Buena Park. Current fraternity and sorority presidents are cordially invited to attend. For further information, please call area code 714-637-6537. That number again is area code 714-637-6537. Happy 100th, Phi Kappa Theta.
Oh yeah, now it's time for You Know What.
Rate a PSA. It's our favorite game here at Off the Wall.
Off the Music Show, what do you think?
Well, I don't know, I'll give it... It was pretty mellow. I'm in the mellow mood for some reason that Paul and Art
I don't know.
Mellow.
It seems like I've heard this guy before. How come all the PSAs sound the same, bro?
Oh, I hear somebody likes it, though. What do you think?
Somebody thinks it's pretty funny.
Well, I don't think it was funny. I give it a 2.
My, I'm sick of PSAs.
So am I. It's not doom
anymore.
Let's cut
the PSA.
Cut this rate of PSA.
The best thing about PSAs is rating a PSA.
Because they're so fun.
Okay, what we have next for our great listeners is we have the weekly Kimberly Price on-the-go interview.
Off the wall,
you know, she finds some weird talent. You know.
She's
this
great.
Is the Stein Brothers.
Let's go into that. Bros.
Here's Kimberly Price.
On Off the Wall.
Band report. It's Thursday, April 26th.
And although no bands performed in the UC Center this week, I was lucky enough to discover the Stein Brothers. Yes, the Stein Brothers, two very talented twins, use their musical talents in a very peculiar way, let me tell you. Right now I'm in the home of Thornton and Thurston Stein. So you guys look so alike, I don't see how anyone tells you apart. Who's who?
Well, see, let me tell you something. My name is Thurston, and I'm the oldest.
And I'm Thornton. I'm the youngest.
I still don't see how people tell you apart.
Well, see, let me tell you something. I am Thurston, the oldest, as I've heard before, and I'm 5'7". I have a little curly hair, I have a little mustache, and I have a little tiny goatee.
And me, Thornton, I have no facial hair.
He's the youngest.
Well, I'm glad you finally pointed that out to me. I think maybe I can tell you apart now. So can you please tell me and our listeners what it is exactly that you do musically?
Well, Sue, I'd be very glad to tell you something what we do. Our business consists of digitizing cameras, running out of equipment with a high bias, low DBX noise. Then we turn into reproduction personal communication devices.
Yeah.
Why, sugar, you look confused.
Maybe a little.
Well, me make answering machine messages.
Answering machine messages? Well, that is fascinating. I've never met anyone who's done that before. So, how did you come up with that idea?
Well, see, let me tell you. Our economic situation was the lowest socioeconomic financial stability. So those with lowest banking activity, our situation was the lowest socioeconomic financial stability. So,
we was broke.
Yeah.
So ever since I was in childhood, I just loved to play the keys, boards, Yeah.
So, Thurston, you must be the singer.
Yeah, I'm a singer. I'm also a poet. I write my own lyrics to a beautiful song.
So, you know, I'm kind of curious, since I know nothing about the answering machine business. That is what you call it, right?
Yeah.
Can you tell me how much time you put into your work on a daily basis?
Sure, let me tell you, Sergio. You know, we have a lot of equipment, a lot of expensive equipment. It takes a lot of time to set up. We have stereo mixers, we have synthesizers, we have keyboards. You got to...
Yeah, it takes about 15 minutes.
Yeah. Well, yeah. Well, actually, sometimes it's a little longer. But, yeah, about 15 to 20 minutes.
Yeah, that's right.
Well, you know, there's something I think maybe our listeners would want to know, especially those interested in this business. You know, maybe it's going to become a booming business soon. I hope not for your, you know, for competition-wise,
yeah,
for you. But anyway, is it a profitable business, Thornton?
Well, it sure is. My brother Thurston gives me $10 allowance every week.
Is that true, Thurston?
Yeah, it is. We have, see, we got to make money down. We're breaking down for you. Very simple. Okay, our cost would be about 99 cents per tape. Okay, 99 cents per tape. Then we sell them for $17.99. So you say, hey, you have $17 gain.
Thurston tells no lies.
No, but wrong. It's not really $17 because we have a $30 cent. You know, so we have 30 cents expense for the electricity. Okay? And to break down, we have about 60 cents per hour. We're working for about... So that's, you know, we still make some money by this. We're coming through the
team. Yeah, listen to my brother.
Yeah.
Well, I'm sorry if I... if I
laughed. All right, Kimberly.
See, we see through that to people, because people look at us and say, hey, it's twins, but they don't look like
it. Yeah, man, no facial hair.
Yeah, maybe a little mustache.
I don't mean to laugh at you, really, I don't. I'm taking this
it's
very seriously.
It's all right,
seriously.
It always happens.
I find this very fascinating, I really do, very interesting. And, where can we buy your tapes? I think I might just go out and buy one myself.
Well, see, Sugar, you can't really go out and buy the tapes. Because what we do, let me tell you, you get it dial
1-800-T-T-DIME.
That number again, it's 1-800-T-T-DIME.
Well, I'm sure our listeners will remember that. I will. I personally have heard a sample tape of the Stein Brothers, and it's pretty good, I must admit.
Well, we have to hear from you.
Yeah.
Well, I'm going to be ready to sign off in a second. Is there anything you two guys would like to add before I leave?
Well, can you give us a minute?
Sure.
Yeah, the brand new microphone.
This is Kimberly Price. I'm reporting live from the home and business center of Thurston and Thornton Stein. And now I guess it's about time to send you back to the Off the Wall Music Show.
Bye.
See ya.
Bye-bye.
Thanks, Kimberly.
There goes another fine report from Kimberly Price. Where did
what?
She meet these people?
I think where did she find
she
them?
She told me she met these guys playing the triangle and the tambourine outside visual
triangle
arts.
And tambourine.
So try to figure that out. I don't know.
I don't understand that one.
I don't know where she finds her talent, but I, you know.
She finds it, though. At least she finds it.
First the Blue Diamonds and then the Stein Brothers.
We're getting top billing here.
You know what I want to do? Let's play something from the Stein Brothers.
Should we?
Yeah.
I think so. They deserve it. They went through a lot.
Here's a little demonstration of some of the Stein Brothers stuff.
All right, Stein.
Nobody's home, 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 nobody's home. Wait for the beep, wait for the beep, wait for the beep, beep, beep. I'm here now, I'm not home, I'm gone and I'm gone and I'm gone. If you leave me a message, if you wait for that little tiny beep, pop, beep, I'm not here now, I am gone. But you can wait for the beep, the doop, pop, pop, pop. You can wait for the beep, but you can wait for the beep, but you can wait for the beep, the doop, pop, beep, beep.
I am sorry that I missed you, but don't be today. I had to go away, and I will be back. If you want to leave a message, all you do is wait for the beep, and I will call you back when I'm back on my feet.
I'm not here now.
I am gone. Today. So leave your message after the beep, and I will call you back sometime.
Hey, country version.
I'm not here now. I'm at the rodeo collecting cowgirls for tonight.
Yahoo,
I will call you after the message, but first you gotta wait for the beep. Smurf version. Smurf version. Yeah.
I don't want to wait for the beep.
Hey, let's hear it for that. I'm not here now. Yow. Am I, like, singing or what? Hey, Mickey, where are you?
Wait up, wait up.
Dude, where are you?
Check out who I found.
Who'd you find up here?
I don't know. Look at this dude.
Pervert.
Wow.
Whoa, who are you?
Clyde. Whoa.
Library Clyde.
Library Clyde, the dude.
Hey, Mickey, I recognize this babe.
Who, me?
Stevie, you recognize
yeah,
Stevie?
It's, April. What month was it? March, yeah. Oh, wait, skinny dipping in the nude. Oh.
Stevie, is there something that you haven't told me?
Eating chocolate-covered cherries in the nude.
Oh, not the cherries!
Stevie, you have to fill me in on this.
Oh, I didn't mean to keep it from you, but I didn't know that I was going to be found out. God.
Clyde, we were just looking through those. Yeah. Those are pretty cool.
I'm just happy to meet a celebrity.
Yeah, he was looking through the 1940 Playboys. Jesus.
1940? I'm a celebrity! Did you hear it? I'm a celebrity!
What year was this, Clyde? Let's find out some dirt on Stevie. What year was that? Do you remember?
Year?
Yeah, Stevie won't tell me. You can tell me.
Oh, God, 79, I guess. I don't know.
1970. Stevie, you don't look old.
I mean, she's aged really well. You know, I
thought you said you go to this school.
I do. I think
1979.
Oh wait. Oh God. Oh, I was wrong. It was 19.
All these magazines.
Yeah.
Well, you know, library slides going.
You just can't tell anymore.
I wonder why.
I was just curious. What's that in your hand? Or are you just happy to see me?
What the hell?
What? That's my roll of lifesavers.
Well, wait. What were you watching on TV over there?
One calorie.
One calorie lifesaver. It's 10 calories.
Library Clyde, what were you watching
on TV? What am I hearing?
I found him next to that monitor over there.
You're here alone.
They have like a pornographic section on video.
On video?
It's like the warehouse of Cal State Fullerton.
Well, you know, I was responsible for that library of excellent films.
Excellent films.
Why don't you name off a few?
Yeah, what are your favorites?
Well, some of them I can't divulge here on this public radio station, let's see.
Keep it clean, guy.
Well, the classics like Behind the Green Door.
We're off the wall, guys.
This is behind the wall, man. It's too bad. But the classics like Debbie Does House, Behind the Green Door. And my personal favorite, Two Tons of Fun.
Two Tons of Fun.
Hey, so library, do you like any music? What kind of music do you listen to?
Well, you know, I'm a big fan of the soundtracks of, they're hard to find. But
you're
into some cheesy jazz, is that what you're into?
Cheesy
organ
jazz.
Music, I love that stuff. But my absolute favorite, my all-time favorite, the best in the world is Vanessa Williams. God, I saw her in that magazine.
Hey, Clyde, we'll play that for you right now here on Off the Wall.
Great!
Fulton's only showcase for local talent.
Sorry.
Ah. rockets don't be seen. I don't know why. I guess these things have gotta be. I've got a new rose, I've got a good. Yes, I knew that I always would. I can't stop to mess around. I got a brand new rose in town. See the sun, it shines. Don't get too close or it'll burn your eyes. Don't you run away that way. You can't come back another day. I've got a new rose, I've got a good. Yes, I knew that I always would. I can't stop to mess around. I got a brand new rose in town. I never thought this could happen to me. I'm just strange. Oh, why should it be? I don't deserve somebody this great.
That was the Damned here on Off
the
Wall
Music Show. We're so organized.
Yeah, we're getting pretty good at this.
We're getting good after 1.5 times doing this.
Do you think Library Clyde's going to mind that we didn't play Vanessa?
Hey, Live Clyde.
No, I don't think.
God, that wasn't Vanessa Williams, but who cares?
I think he's busy right now.
Yeah, let's let him go behind the wall.
Hey, Clyde, look at these pictures. Look at this one. Look at that centerfold.
God. That's a nice there, Mick.
I wonder if you need... Do you need a special library card for this section of the library?
I think you need at least a student ID.
Does it have to be current? Do you have to be a full-time student?
How could you be,
girl? I think I should be in class, then. Hey, let's go into the Kimberly Price on the go, on the spot report.
Sure.
Kimberly Price is doing a hell of a job.
Again, this is Kimberly Price, and
she is.
I'm on the go again, this time in the UC bowling alley, where I'm waiting to interview the captain of the bowling team. However, they seem to be practicing right now, you are not going to believe this, Stevie and Mickey. There is a
bowling ball.
Yeah, there's a bowling ball talking to me right now, if you can believe that. We gotta check this out.
Come here and pick me up, lady.
Hi. Ugh. This is the strangest thing that has ever happened to me. I must admit, I have never talked to a bowling ball before. In fact, I never knew bowling balls talked.
Well, we do, just like you. Ooh, your hands are so soft.
Gee, thanks. I can't believe I'm asking this, but could you tell me what it's like to be a bowling ball? What's your name?
My name is Morty. Let me tell you, it's not a real pretty picture. Like, sometimes these guys come in here with dirty fingernails and dirty fingers and dirty hands. Like, they'll pick their nose, you know, and then they'll stick their fingers inside of us. And then, you know, that's why people never get a strike.
Wait a second. Are you trying to tell me that a bowling ball decides whether a person gets a strike or a gutter ball? Come on.
Well, of course. Be nice to your bowling ball, and your bowling ball be nice to you by rewarding you with a couple strikes.
Wait a second. You see the men's bowling team over there, right over there?
Yeah, I know their balls personally.
Well, they practice, and they practice hard, and they practice often, and they are good bowlers. Don't tell me that their bowling balls are doing all the work.
Well, in a way, they're just practicing and being good to their bowling balls, and in return to bowling balls, they're giving them a winning season and a winning team. You know, whoa. Get it.
Ow! I'm so sorry. Here. Oh, you know I didn't do that on purpose.
God, you're heavy.
Oh, yeah, I'm a 12-pounder, you know?
It's a 12-pounder. I think I can handle a 12-pounder. Listen, Morty.
Yeah?
You still like me. You know I didn't do that on purpose, drop you like that.
Yeah, I like you. Plus, your hands feel really, really nice.
Well, thanks. Listen, could you do me a favor?
Well, yeah, what's that?
Well, I was thinking that maybe we could play a little joke on the men's bowling team over there. What do you say?
Yeah, I like jokes.
Well, how about you and me get up there and bowl a couple strikes and kind of show off in front of them, you know?
Well, I don't know.
Oh, come on.
Well,
get bored.
Okay, we can do it. Wait, can you polish me?
Yeah, I could do that. That's a deal.
Okay, then let's do it then.
Okay, quick. I think you should do it now because they're looking so... How did my fingers...
Get your thumb out of my mouth.
I'm sorry, I didn't know.
Let me tell you. All right, come here. Put your middle finger in here.
I got it.
And then you put your other finger there and go. Okay, you're ready to go.
I feel bad sticking my thumb in his mouth, but... All right, quick, they're looking now. You ready? Okay, let's go! Strike! Steve and Mickey, the team's looking at me right now. They think I'm a real good bowler here, but Morty should be up here in a second. Here he is.
Hey, so what'd you think of that one?
Not bad at all.
That was pretty good, huh?
Yeah, thanks a lot. What do you
believe me now?
Yeah, I believe you.
I told you.
But, you know, better not tell the men's bowling team. Anyway, why do you say we keep this up for a while, huh?
Sure, we can do that, no problem.
Okay, well, this is Kimberly Price in the UC Bowling Alley. I'm going to send you back to Off the Wall, and I'll be on the go again someplace next week.
Bye.
Okay,
ready?
Okay, all right, one more time. Here we go.
KSUF
is coming off the wall.